Unit 8's 2013 annual report, entitled Transforming Markets, Saving Lives, was launched in Geneva on Tuesday. It highlights some of the barriers to access to medicine, such as high prices and patents. Launching the report, Dr. Philippe Duster-Blazy, chairman of Unit 8's executive board, said the report follows what he called revolutionary investments announced in early May.
$160 million was approved for new grants, including groundbreaking investments in new hepatitis C treatments. 2 nights ago, we launched a pediatric initiative with DNDi, Medicines Patent Pool, to finally create pediatric formulations for HIV. And we continue to identify market barriers shown in this report and devise innovative interventions to bring them down.
Intellectual property rights is another issue that needs to be addressed to ensure that millions of people around the world have access to drugs, as Dr. Philippe Duneton, executive director of Unit 8, points out.
Intellectual property issue is a challenge more and more, in particular for HIV drugs. It's a reason why we have a lot of ongoing work, in particular with the patent pool. Now we have launched a very specific partnership with all the partners, including the Global Fund and the Medicine Patent Pool, and all the companies now, the branded companies, are working to give their license to develop new combination for HIV. We are doing the same for pediatric TB.
The Global Fund provides support in the fight against AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Its chief of staff, Maritje Winrox, said Unit 8 complements what the fund is doing.
The upstream work that Unit 8 is doing in terms of transforming markets, in market shaping, in pushing for innovation, for better treatment, prevention and diagnostics, in pushing for new and improved treatment protocols that will make it easier for people to follow treatment and adhere to treatment, and last but not least, to push for lower prices.
Efforts continue to ensure that funds are being made available so that people in developing countries have access to medicine, said Dr. Philippe Duster-Blazy, chairman of Unit 8's executive board.
11 European countries decided 3 weeks ago to implement a financial transaction tax. We work with the French president, François Hollande, to ask every country to give between 15 to 20% for development.
Dr. Duster-Blazy said that this year he will be working with African leaders for tax on natural resource extraction. He said this is a very important initiative which Unit 8 will soon be able to announce. Derek Mbata, United Nations.